I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Hey, Neo, I'm going to tell you something mysterious.
Stop! Every time you say mysterious, it turns out to be something scary.
No, I'm talking about a piece of news. Pack up your cowardice, okay? How much do you know about JYP, the entertainment company in South Korea?
I know everything about fashion, okay? Just come to the point.
Okay, Park Jun-young is being accused by Dispatch as being a part of the Salvation Sect, a cult group that's linked with the Sewol ferry tragedy. And Dispatch reviews a religious meeting Park held, which caused a stock drop for JYP Entertainment, after tweeting a clarification statement and denying all connections to the Salvation cult. Park had issued a legal threat to Dispatch.
Let me check my phone. I must have missed something. There it is. So until now, we cannot tell if Park is really holding a meeting of this cult or Bible reading. Well, this cult itself makes me feel sick. And it's unquestionable that Sewol ferry tragedy is the pain point for Korean people.
That's where I mean mysterious. It's been heatedly discovered whether the 300 students on Sewol ferry tragedy died for sacrifice to bring Choi Tae-min back to life. Since Park In-hwa's mother's death, the founder of Salvation, Choi Tae-min, had been in touch with her and sometimes told her what her mother said in his dream and where her destiny lies, which makes Park dependent on him. And during that time, his daughter, Choi Seong-sil, became Park's best friend, who became her crutch after Choi Tae-min died.
So Park will really buy his bullshit? I mean, come on, she was the president of so-called democratic country, and then tend to ask for directions through some mysterious seance. Gabby, you scared me again through your mysterious news. I can't picture the Sewol ferry tragedy in 2014 at all. Sometimes the fortune-telling and the psychic things can actually...
Hello, audience! Welcome to Banana Mini Theater!
Tomorrow. Please, I beg you, please, just let me in. I truly need you right now.
No, sorry, I have to go to sleep. It's nearly 12 o'clock.
No, sir. I got in trouble. My wife got seriously ill because unsanitary water. Could you give her fortune telling? I'm afraid she can't be cured even though a doctor just diagnosed her and gave her some medicine. Please.
It's the first time and also the last time, you understand?
Oh, Lord, sorry to trouble you, sir. I promise it's the last time.
Come in. Sit here. Give me your hand.
Okay.
The right one.
Okay.
Look into my eyes. Don't move. Read your wife's name silently 3 times in total.
We know now. We know now.
Read silently, stupid.
Okay, sir, sorry. Well, I'm a little bit spaced out because I didn't sleep well these days taking care of my wife.
Okay. It's okay. Okay.
Alright. Silently. Silently.
Shut up, idiot!
What?
I said read your wife's name and don't make any noise.
Oh,
you got me?
Okay.
Read her name in your mind. Am I clear?
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Let's try it again.
Well, the medicine can't save her life. Wait a minute. This is the latest 100 flowers pill. Let her take it in. I'm not really sure it can cure her absolutely, but she will feel better without a doubt.
Thank you a lot, sir. I'm forever grateful. And Here's the money for this time for chilling.
Remember, 2 days later, come here to have another fortune telling. I need to continue to focus on her situation.
It's nearly 1 a.m. Suddenly, the fortune teller was awakened by the noise of knocking the door.
Open the door! Right now, you liar!
Why you come here at 1 o'clock?
She died. She died! I can't believe you anymore. You liar. Every time you gave me something to change the fortune, but it doesn't work anymore. All you need is money. You can't predict Ada's future, let alone give a solution. This time I come here not for begging you to give me fortune telling.
Wait, believe me.
This time,
no.
I am the fortune teller, and I can tell you that you are not going to survive tonight.
Stop!
You liar! Go to hell!
Hello everyone, I'm today's anchor, Prim, and my partner is...
Kevin, yes?
From Korea or India?
Korea, and today I'm from Korea.
Oh, I have something very famous in your country, which is called Fortune Teller.
Oh, something in your country. Something is And yes, today we're going to talk about fortune telling, but
I
also...
Don't.
Very
fortune telling and spiritual
as well.
Oh, you still have something in accent in there.
Yes,
it's a mixture.
So today we have all the members, except Neil, and then we're gonna introduce them with their
pie.
Oh, to make pie. Oh, no, I still know that. I still know what's that. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Double fish.
Yeah. Oh. Be careful. I'm going to cry. Hi, I'm Rachel. Woo! Woo! I am a library. Yes, you library?
Library.
Yeah, we often use a library to name the judge or the justice. So what's the problem? I don't know.
No, I think they are
concerned
about other people.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay,
very nice.
Except Rachel.
Just like
no! I think you get me double Rachel.
Okay, the next one, yeah. Rock, I'm Rock. So I'm Rock, and my birthday is April 10th.
No, but
you
won't get any birthday.
Alright, so... I belong to Aris.
Aris.
Who is that?
Aris. It means
the white sheep.
Because I think sheep is more white.
What? No, sheep is cute.
Yes.
And goat is a little bit old, and they live in the mountains.
And the sheep, they have few divisions too, okay? Yeah, goat is for their meat. What about white lamb? Okay,
lamb.
Okay, white lamb now.
Lamb.
I prefer that.
What, no fish?
I like goat for white. Yeah, the
tallest
Irish
place.
Raven
and
Yeah.
Sheep.
Oh.
Sheep seems so
stupid.
Nothing.
Now, today we have
and sometimes,
experts in constantly.
Sometimes they have more desire for sex, you know.
Yeah, we are very enthusiastic. Both physically and sexually.
What about?
I'm dying, Joey.
Dying.
Every time. Constellation is
Taurus. Do you guys know Taurus?
Torture.
I will say in an easier way. That's a golden
ox.
Ox.
Yeah.
Golden ox.
Okay.
And I don't know what was my special point. So.
I love money.
Yeah,
I love money.
Money is everything, you guys. Keep it in mind.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Do we have another golden ox here?
Yeah, just Jeremy. Right there. Jeremy, I'm also a Taurus. Yeah.
You also like money?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Why always is a stereotype? You think only the Taurus like money.
But you love war, I think.
It means you're good at earning it and keeping it and calculating.
Yeah, but I think I'm just a little similar when
you go out with friends, you're always the one who keeps the
money,
the calculation, yeah. And all the money,
and right. Make the account.
No, I don't know how to use the the counter.
Okay, fake one.
Yeah.
No, so you just use your mind to think of the numbers. You don't need
math genius.
Yeah.
No, only sex in my mind. I think I'm a little similar with
Aries.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Give me five.
Yeah.
So what about the last one?
Boss. Yeah. Oh no, not the last one.
Yes. My constellation is Neo and maybe
Neo.
Neo. The person who likes washing food.
I'm from Sichuan province.
My constellation is Leo and
Leo. What's Leo?
Maybe you know the as lion.
Okay. Liar. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really, I heard that Leo is very arrogant for being a boss.
Oh.
Wow.
And today,
she's the boss.
Oh, wow.
What a coincidence.
And Leo is good at music and every.
And good at singing
art.
That song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
you don't know?
The Taylor 7th. Oh no.
It's your turn, Jeremy.
The Taylor of July. You are Leo. The beginning of the August. You are Leo. Thank you.
And we are uncurtained to lose ourselves.
I am.
No, I am.
You are.
I am.
Okay, you are.
I am Virgo.
It's
very
Virgo.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Oh,
explain it in another way.
A girl who is.
Never have.
So are you?
Virgo, always to be a virgin.
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know too.
Virgin?
No.
I don't know how to describe it.
I know. I heard that a Virgo person has the special obsession in perfection.
Yeah.
They want to do everything. Perfect in detail.
Yeah, 99%? No, 100%.
Oh my god! It's terrible. I am the. Oh my god!
Actually, you got just put your phone here and just record it. You don't need to repeat it again.
Translation, okay?
So next episode we can also
tell you something. Have lots of attachment with you, and something bad, something good, and you have to balance them. And at work, you should be more active. You should do as the boss told you.
I think it's Taurus.
No.
What's the constellation of another one description?
Don't worry too much about small questions or problems, and your fortune is in the procedure of rising, and some your fortune is going up. And your friends around you could bring you luck, fortune, and luck.
I'm so confused.
Double fish.
What?
Really? Double fish?
But what do why? How? What's the clues? Why you choose?
I think that was me at the beginning description.
You have friends, that's me, okay? I got no problem today, okay? I have a wonderful day, except that I skip a class.
Okay, here's another test.
Another one.
Yeah, first, he or she is healthy.
Healthy.
No, healthy
I'm so tired.
So the second, it says someone will make some changes. Someone will make some traps for him or her.
Oh my god.
Yeah. How could he know?
So that's fortune telling.
He should be very careful.
Careful about bad things.
And then he is unlucky.
Unlucky today.
And it suggests that he should not be so sticked on something.
I suppose it's Virgo.
No.
Taurus?
Taurus, no.
Who do you think? Shape. Let's describe.
I don't think it's Aries.
What's that? And that you will find the Taohua in your life, okay?
You have the fortune of love.
Is that Aries?
Okay, it's you.
Oh, really?
What about trapping? You should be careful.
What time is it now? It's 8 p.m.
Wait, you still have four hours left.
Take care of yourself.
How about the flower thing?
Can you tell it is you.
Love affair.
No, I don't know.
Just the Taohua.
Okay, just like that. Because you got some love luck.
Yeah, Taohua for
tell
two.
Us!
Oh my god.
Tell us.
You're lying.
Just think of how happy he is. No, it's fake.
Yeah, you still have 4 hours.
So you mean tonight I will have some
after recording the episode you can go around to the Zhonglan dormitory.
maybe try to find a girl.
Oh my god, it makes sense.
You're a rap girl.
Rap girl.
No. It also says
to pay for that to have a date with a girl.
So do you really think this test is kind of right or something?
No, I think
interesting. How can it be that interesting that you will believe it or if even you don't believe it, you are going to test yourself every time.
You see them.
I think it's just for fun and it's really
for pressure.
Chicken soup. Just like orientation to orientate your mind to some way, because when you heard the description of this constellation of today and you try to search something or try to translate what's the just like it to make sense, someone will trap you and then you will be what's the another part, or you have a love like no, I mean you love someone trap. Someone will have a relationship with you or something like that. Yeah, so Mist Water tried to explain it. So I think maybe the description is another way, and we'll also have a very happy and interesting talk about it. So I don't believe it at all.
And the friend I know of, every time I meet her, she will talk so much about constellation, and every time the first time I remember when I did something, I forgot what that is, and I was telling her something I did, and she would ask, oh, what's your constellation? Aries.
No wonder. No, it's not the master. I know that there is a master in China that he can tell you what your constellation is during a meal.
One of my classmates in senior high school, she also can do that.
She guessed
my constellation correctly, and I was so
stole your ID card.
No. Not only me, she have successfully guessed so many. No. She didn't check the information.
Do you believe
I'm sure. I'm sure. Absolutely. I just confused. I think it's just a coincidence. So I still don't believe.
Okay, some relatives in the I think please stop.
Even though I don't believe it, but I still want to share something, because my parents have to ask a fortune teller before they got married.
And the
old man said to them, the fortune teller told them that they will get married and they will
have a
son and you will live in Beijing.
True.
Yeah.
But do you think that the fortune is kind of leading them?
Yeah.
And the son is just a coincidence.
So yeah, that's my conclusion about the
song. Last and the most interesting part of today's episode.
Uh-huh.
We invited a monster from
India. India.
Is it a monster or a master?
Monster.
Master. Okay.
So, anyways,
water.
Okay.
He's
going to
tell your fortune.
But how can we believe him?
Yeah.
How can you believe me?
So you tell you
that I have studied I Ching for 20 years.
When I am in my
90.
Joey!
Oh, wow! It's unbelievable!
You are a boy.
So you are blind, you're from Ninja.
Unbelievable!
And today I have brain mine.
What?
Whoa! Oh, you even have brought some tools.
Oh,
fuck.
This box is a magic box.
Oh, just in our office.
Yeah. Your fortune is in the hair.
What about?
And I will shake it, and the things comes out.
Oh,
oh my god,
yeah, I think Garrett is not man. Beyonce. You fake master.
Oh, really?
It's blank on the front, and there are words on the back.
Okay. I can't see it. Only you. Okay, I'm sorry, my bad.
There are only two words on the back.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's one.
Good night.
Nice.
No, it misses. It's complicated.
Oh, why? Why?
Yeah, good night means a lot. Good.
Night means today and now.
Yeah, night. Yeah, it's evening. Yeah. Yeah, I.
And good.
Good.
It's not that good.
Oh, it's not good. Good is not good.
Yeah. What is good?
Why?
Different from bad. So, if they are good, they are bad.
Oh, yeah. I don't even understand that.
Oh, absolutely. You can join my team.
So that's why Gabby believes in the constellation. You are the one team, you are together.
So what's the final result?
Is that you have a very, very good night.
Because the word on this card is good night.
Although you are exhausted, mentally exhausted from volleyball game, but you have a good day.
I guess
today you are with your best friend presenting the show with the makeup, and is it right?
Yes, that's right. Oh, seriously, is it true?
Can you tell that he's dying right now?
I will see you. Wait a
minute. Yeah.
Yes. Thank God.
We are sleeping so well tonight.
Tonight, if you have a good bath, and if you wash your feet, you can have a good night and a sweet drink. That's all.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。